there any citizen comments? All right, seeing none, I have no reports. There has been one request that item number 15 be moved up. We could do it as number between 5 and 6. We could do it...
are we going to do 4 and 5 9? First? Okay. Are we going to do 4 and 5 first?
Yes. But I mean, where would you like, if there's been a request for 15?
We can do it after 5.
After 5.
After 5, okay.
15 moving up?
Yes, to after 5.
5A.
Somebody got to be at some place that's important or something? Or
I think the request was Joe Tarnmore.
I don't care.
On behalf of IT.
Okay, very good. And are there committee reports? Yes, great.
I got some information, and it's nothing revolutionary on our debt policies. I've been looking at this, and I think we may have to update this at one point or ask for an update. This was done in 14, and a lot of things have happened the last 4 years around here, especially the equalized value and things. I think we may want to take another look at our debt policy just to update it. Not tonight. It's generally in good shape, but maybe that's something we could consider, especially with the economic development that's happened and our equalized value going so far up. So that's all.
All right. We can put that on the next agenda, and maybe you could ask Dave if he would come here, too.
Just a discussion or whatever you want to do.
Terry? All right. Terry?
Yes.
I want to bring something up under the when we talk about properties or something, because I did go out and take a look at that cat house, and I'd like to bring the board up to date on what I thought. If that's okay, unless you'd rather have it now.
I think now, because I don't think it really fits in the other...
What I did was I went out to that it's in a very, very upscale neighborhood. Not nice houses. 34th Street. And when I went there, the property is absolutely just crumbling, okay? And the garage is crumbling. The whole thing is crumbling. I don't know how the heck anybody would ever buy that, even rehab it. So I think it might be something that we might want to look at and talk to the city to take it off our hands and maybe tear it down and split it with the neighbors or something. So, just for your information.
All right. Do you want that on the next agenda?
Yeah, I'd like to talk about it on the next agenda.
All right. Perhaps clerk could be notified and... she could bring the pictures that she had before.
Yeah, she got pictures. But in the meantime, the backyard is what's really bad. The whole thing is the garage is just crumbling. It's bit pieces, and it's full of everything like you couldn't believe.
Seems to be.
I don't understand. What I don't understand is how property owners on both sides didn't complain to somebody, because it's been like the whole neighborhood is being affected by this one property right in the middle. So that's all
right. There. We'll put that on the next agenda. Any other committee reports?
In the meantime, I don't know if they're interested, but we'll see what we can do.
Seeing none, the minutes of February 15th are before you.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion or corrections? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 All right, then we will then move into what was item 15. This is the mobile device management policy. Okay, Sean.
Thank you. Good evening, supervisors. Sean Smith, obviously from IT, is here as well if there are questions about the policy itself. But this matter was sent back to committee by the board because there were concerns about the language contained in the last clause of the resolution on page 2. Therefore, be it further resolved, Human Resources Department and or Kenosha County Information Technology Department is authorized to make changes to the policy as needed to comply with applicable laws, regulations, or existing policies in the future. I don't think there was anything, let me take a step back. I understand there were questions and concerns raised about that language. There was a question about whether that was an appropriate delegation of authority. I spoke with the attorney who drafted the resolution. There was nothing nefarious intended by the drafting. It was simply meant to give some nimbleness and flexibility if there were minor tweaks needed to comply with changes in law. However, I've spoken with information technology. They have no problem with striking that line from the resolution. My understanding that the resolution otherwise passed the committee unanimously last time. I don't think there are questions or concerns about the underlying policy itself, although, again, Mr. Smith is here if there are. I would suggest that a motion simply be made to strike that last clause. I have a clean copy then of the resolution without that language. It could be circulated and signed if the committee were to accept that and to repass it.
Thank you. Greg?
Terry, well, I remember you, what problem did you have with this?
Well, that we're delegating to administrators the authority to change our policy without coming back to the board. I thought that was our responsibility.
Yeah, I see your point.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll make a motion to strike that.
Is there a second?
Second.
And that meets with your, what you're looking for, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, further discussion? All right, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? All right, we'll circulate that if you would sign it.
We got one.
Here it is.
Thank you, committee.
All right, thank you. And I'll be on the next agenda of the board. All right, good. Then we'll move on to land information. This is a grant.
My name is Scott Schutze. I'm the director of the Division of Land Information. I'm here tonight to ask you for your consideration of the approval of this resolution before you. It's for a Wisconsin Land Information Program grant in the amount of $50,000. At the time we started putting the budget together last year, it was unknown how much these funds would be available. Have since been given that amount by the State Department of Administration, and in addition to allowing the revenue of that $50,000, we're also asking for the expenditure of that same $50,000 for a land information related project that we're going to run here at the county, if you should approve it. This will not require any additional county funds to run this project. It will be for the $50,000 only. That particular project was approved by our land council at our November meeting.
Move to approve.
Second.
Discussion, Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, the grant is tied to you doing that project. That's what the grant is for, correct?
It's for projects related to the maintenance of land record.
Okay.
Land records data.
Okay. Because, I mean, when we get grants and we accept grants, they're tied to a specific project or what you're going to do with them.
Correct.
And we can't vary from that, so I would assume that's what.
Okay. That's correct.
Dan?
Is that the total expenditure of this project, $50,000?
Yes.
Okay, so it's pretty much. Can you explain the project to me a little bit?
The project is.
I mean, I read it, but.
It's called a. Esri Parcel Fabric Project, and it's going to take our mapping data, it's going to reformat it in such a way that it allows us for more efficient data maintenance procedures, as well as provide a better launching point for developing mapping applications in the future.
Thank you.
Further discussion? All right, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Thank you.
Thank you for your consideration.
All right, and we'll move into the sheriff's resolutions. Hello. First one is the traffic control for Amazon.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, thank you, Captain Robert Hallisey, on behalf of the Sheriff's Department. We are requesting approval of the resolution to modify our 2017 Patrol Division budget for personnel costs incurred for the Amazon traffic control that occurred between November 13th and December 23rd of 2017. This resolution met with unanimous approval at Judiciary Law Committee last week.
Is there a discussion?
Move to approve.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Discussion.
What is it, this Amazon? Go ahead. What was it? Was it trap for Amazon? What was it?
During the time from Thanksgiving through Christmas, they have extra staff and the in and out traffic.
Okay, I think I remember, yeah.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
So I remember us voting on this and being okay with it. Did we just okay a number and now we're finalizing that number? Or what? Explain to me the process of what we did before and how we're getting to here.
I don't recall the specifics of the previous resolution, but now the finalized number is that.
Right. Okay, what did we do with this previously?
I believe it was approving a dollar amount per hour for.
A dollar amount per hour, and we just had an estimate, and now this is finalized.
The actual hours that were incurred, the amount of the reimbursement.
Do you remember what that was? I mean, are we coming in under what we assumed?
It wasn't an estimate for the total amount to be, but it was just per hour.
But there had to be some type of end number known.
I don't recall.
I don't think we would just approve, okay, you get $20 an hour for as many hours as you need.
I don't recall.
Can't you look it up?
Yeah.
I can't. I'm on the thing, and it's telling me what this is the final number, which I understand. I get that this is the final number, and I'm not going to vote against this. I'm just curious to know what we did before and how it compares to this.
Yeah, unfortunately, I didn't present that resolution. I didn't research it before tonight's meeting.
Okay. All right.
We did work 482 and a half hours for a total of $29,071 wages and benefits throughout those dates.
So, and they're reimbursing?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no cost.
There's a net zero to the county.
Zero. Yeah.
Right.
What would benefits be?
The health benefits, retirement benefits for the people who are working.
They're getting the health benefits whether they work overtime or not, right?
Well, we pass that cost on to the
Amazon. Okay.
Wages plus roll-ups for our staff.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not complaining that we're out money or anything with this. I'm fine with it. I'm just curious to know what we did before to put that placeholder in there to get to now. I'm totally okay with this. I mean, we're getting the money from Amazon. It doesn't cost us anything, so that's fine. I'm just curious as to how it went before, so that's all.
All right, any other discussion on the Amazon resolution?
Nope.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Thank you. And the next one is a vote resolution.
Vote is back, huh?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We are requesting authorization to dispose by public auction our 1995 Mako 261 boat, the twin motors, and a trailer. This asset is valued, we have replaced a value of more than $10,000, which requires any asset of $10,000 selling it requires county board approval. Back in 2013, we purchased the twin 200 horsepower engines for $27,900.
I remember that.
That plus the boat, we anticipate receiving substantial offers in the auction. We're just requesting permission to dispose of this asset. This resolution was met with approval at last week's Cheddar Sharing Law Committee as well.
Move to approve.
Is there a second?
I'll second that. Kind of question.
Discussion.
Did we use it a lot?
We did not use this boat a lot, no, sir. This boat was outfitted with those motors. I know there was a lot of discussion several years ago about putting these motors on this boat.
Yeah, Sheriff made a good speech on it. You know, we need this boat, you know.
Then we got a better boat. It's called a safe boat. We now don't need both boats.
Okay.
Those motors did not work on the safe boat. So we purchased better motors on the safe boat. That's our, we don't need two boats.
Was this part of that, the Coast Guard getting out of, or forcing us to do some of that, or is that separate from this?
We got the safe boat as part of the government 1033 program, the federal surplus equipment. We got both of these boats from that program.
Okay.
I don't know if this was linked to the Coast Guard.
Didn't the Coast Guard force us to do something? In the back of my mind, I'm thinking.
The Coast Guard has scaled back their operations here in the harbor, and the sheriff wants us to have a presence in Lake Michigan to fulfill some of the gaps that the Coast Guard would present.
I was under the assumption we had to do that. Maybe not. I don't. Does anyone remember that?
I remember it. I remember it was Coast Guard was cutting back, and he wanted to make sure he had a boat. Right. So we upgraded the boat that they had with these new engines.
We outfitted them with the bigger engines.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. All right.
So just so I'm clear, so we're selling the 95 26 foot Mako 261 with the two newer motors, correct? The whole we're selling the whole. The whole works?
Correct.
Because the 200 horsepower motors couldn't fit on the safe boat.
That's correct.
Do we have any idea, you know, what we can get, what we can expect out of this?
We've heard estimates from our marine unit staff anywhere from $30,000 to $50,000, replacing this in the hands of, with your approval, replacing this in the hands of county purchasing to auction it best possible.
Okay. Well, I mean, I guess my point is, I'd like to at least say we're going to get our $27,900 back for the motors we paid, because we got the boat on the program, the exchange. Right. You know what I mean? I just don't want to take a big hit on it, because there was a lot of angst on these motors. If I remember that specifically.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It didn't get too much.
Okay. That's all I got. Thank you.
Let me just say, to that point that Supervisor Esposito just made, is there a stopgap method for what is the minimum allowed that we're going to take for this particular?
Right now, we have $0. This is an asset that the sheriff decides we don't need anymore. I don't know if county purchasing would place a minimum bet on this. I mean, as far as the sheriff's department is concerned, $5,000 is better than $0.
However, agree with zero and five, but to Supervisor Esposito's point, the capital outlay of $27,900 a few years back, and
we have
tried to regain some of that.
Part of that, or what?
We have notified county purchasing, and they knew this too, that those motors have very minimal use on them, and they're twin 200s.
That's what's going to bring the money.
Correct.
The boat's not going to bring
we anticipate it being a substantial.
Okay, thank you for that. Thank you.
Greg?
In our discussion in the judicial, people that know this stuff said, yeah, these things are going to sell.
Big money, yeah.
They're whatever. I'm not a motor guy, but these, I don't think that's going to be an issue selling them for probably 50 or something.
Well, they didn't get much use. They ought to be in good shape.
Yeah, and there's a demand, I guess, for them and all that stuff.
Our marine unit estimate came at $1,000 a cc, so we're figuring the motors are worth $40,000 themselves.
Perfect.
It's a deep hole boat that came from the ocean, would certainly be appropriate for use in Lake Michigan. We anticipate more than $27,000 at the auction.
All right, any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the resolution say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And then the Drug Task Force grant.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee.
Is that part of that?
My name is Sergeant Mike Weicker, and I'm currently in charge of the Kenosha Drug Operations Group. Resolution I'm presenting to you tonight is the 2018 Wisconsin OJA Multi-Jurisdictional Drug Task Force grant for CDOG. Excuse me. The State of Wisconsin Office of Justice Assistance has awarded $211,792 to a multi-county drug task force. These counties include Kenosha, Racine, Walworth, Dodge, and Jefferson County. Kenosha County's share of this portion is $53,140. Those expenses are going to cover overtime, anticipated overtime, and some equipment for our unit. We currently work with Racine County, who's the lead agency, and we quarterly report our reimbursement requests to.
All right, discussion, motions?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Is there any discussion? Yes?
Yeah, seems like we get this every year,
yes.
Correct? Do we really go through all the, is there usually anything left, or is it
no,
pretty much?
No, we burn it up, and we are, just the beginning of March, I can tell you, we're darn near, have used 100% of it already.
Okay.
Yes.
Can you explain if this may be the last year we'll see this? I don't want to put you on the spot if you don't want to talk about that.
I don't believe that, are you talking reference what we talked about
yes.
last week? No, this is separate from
okay.
that from
all
last
right.
week.
All right, okay.
Yes. Further discussion? All right, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Thank you.
Thanks, Pete.
All right, now we're on public work, sorry. And the first item is the repurposed park division funds. Go ahead.
Good evening. As stated, the first item is the repurpose of parks division capital funds for a brush cutter. We were approved through the 2018 capital budget with $10,000 to purchase a brush cutter for our entire park system, which includes our 14 miles of multi-use trails and all of our parkways throughout Kenosha County Parks. What we found was when we actually specking out the model and we did a couple demos, that didn't cut it for that specific model. And what we need is basically the same style model, but a beefier model in order for us to have that articulating arm and something that expands beyond different points in order for us to really push back those tree lines. So we do have remaining funds within our mower replacement capital funds, and we already purchased our mowers for the year. So this is leftover funds that we would like to shift over to have a total balance for our brush cutter at the amount of $25,073. So we're seeking your approval this evening for that item.
Is there a resolution? Motion?
Second.
All right, is there discussion on this? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, it passes. The next one is also yours for Silver Lake.
That is correct. The next one is for Silver Lake and Petrifying Springs Park restroom renovations. This was another capital improvement project that was approved within the county budget, was for Fox River Park sanitary septic system. We finished that project under budget, and we were able to save a substantial amount of money because the septic tanks we were able to reduce the size of because they were minimally used over in that section of Fox River Park. So with that remaining balance, we do have two other issues to deal with our other pavilions within the park system. The first one was over at Silver Lake Park. There was an infiltration issue within our water line, and there's only one deep well for all of Silver Lake Park. And unfortunately, it has to go from one deep well, treat one bathroom, go up the hill halfway, that's another restroom facility, then use booster pumps to get to the third restroom. Somewhere within the second and third restroom, there's infiltration. So we did a lot of investigating. To replace that line would be substantially more expensive, and the best way to handle that is actually drilling a new well, which would not only be beneficial for our staff and efficiencies, but also be the most economically important thing for us to do. So that's part of what we would do with the remaining funds. And then the second item is over at Petrifying Springs Park. The majority of the restroom facility number two's plumbing is original, which is over 50 years old. So we finally want to utilize some of that money, approximately $9,000, to get a lot of the plumbing, Sloan valves function again, because every year we're replacing a little bit at a little bit. So this actually starts fresh again, and it's been a long time coming. So what I'm asking for tonight is to repurpose the $41,000 and $623 from the Fox River restroom renovations to use for Silver Lake restroom and the Petrifying Springs restroom projects.
Motion?
Is this capital improvement money that we borrowed?
Yes, this was already borrowed. So this is the remainder balance from that.
Remind that the capital improvement budget was turned down a while back, but we managed to get it through. So thank you. I move to approve.
I'll second, but I've got a question.
Discussion?
Yes. In correlation to the park, where is restroom number two?
So restroom number two for Petrifying Springs Park, so if you're familiar with the beer garden,
yes,
that's the restroom that they utilize across the bridge, the footbridge.
Thank you. No more questions.
Yeah, Matt, do you see that, I mean, obviously this infiltration issue to me seems to be a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
This should take care of our problems for
yes.
the foreseeable future?
Yes, because we will not use that line.
Right. Basically, you're just going to, the main line's going to service the one or two, and then the other one will have its own?
Correct. You are exactly correct.
Right,
with that.
Right. Okay. And correct me if I'm wrong. We talked about the efficiencies of manpower. You're constantly not going to have to be under the gun with this. I would assume it's going to kind of take care of itself.
Correct. Especially with that booster
right.
pump. So you don't have to utilize that booster pump to push that water up the hill even more because
right.
it would be a new.
What's the shelf life of those?
Well, for something like that, I would say 10 years,
okay.
potentially.
Right. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Next is a DNR resolution grant.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next item is a resolution authorized the Director of Parks to apply for grant funding from the DNR,
yeah.
which will be used to make habitat improvements at Katy Park. So as with a lot of these resolutions, the DNR mandates that we ask for permission prior to even applying for grant funding. So this is an opportunity for KD Park to make enhancements of 30 acres of prairie restoration on the western side of KD Park. With this project, the total project estimated cost is $57,000, which 25% or $14,250 will be Kenosha County match. And the funds to complete the project are existing within the Kenosha County budget, and no additional funds are needed. So this just is for permission to apply for this grant.
All right. Is there a discussion or a motion?
Yes, sir. I have a question. You said that we already have this money budgeted. What happens if we don't get the grant?
It stays in the budget. This money that is in the budget it's carried over year after year for KD Park improvements. So we just never utilized that funding source yet.
So if we don't get the grant, it'll just continue to be carried over until we get improvements?
Correct.
Move to approve.
Second.
Just further discussion? I'm seeing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
And finally, we have here the Historical Society?
Yes. So the last resolution from the parks in front of you is a resolution authorizing the removal of the old Bristol Town Hall between Kenosha County and the Bristol, Wisconsin Historical Society. We have a representative, John McCabe, with us this evening. This group has been very diligent, working probably over 10 years, I would assume, on this project of trying to move the Bristol Town Hall to its new home within the village of Bristol. This was constructed back in 1870, and we believe that it'll be in better hands and better suited for the historical group to not only move it off the county property to lessen our liability and maintenance on this old town hall, but they can actually utilize it for education groups and get that back as a historical landmark and piece through the village. So this authorizes the group to take it off of county property, and they'll actually give us a dollar for it, which I think is a darn good deal.
Oh, that's a tip. Okay. I'll move to approve.
Second.
Discussion?
Just real quick, I got a question. How are we going to move this? I mean, obviously, you're going to hire a company to move it.
Yeah, we've got a company out of Elkhorn, Wisconsin that's going to pick it up and move it.
Okay.
That'd be interesting to watch.
Call you.
All right, that's all I have. Thank you.
All right. Do you want to vote then? There's no other discussion. All right. Seeing none on the Bristol resolution, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right. Then you have one for the trails.
I think Mr. Kupfer will take that one.
All right.
Huh. All right. Have a seat.
Put that in the general fund, Brian.
Thanks, everybody.
All right, thank you.
The dollars.
Sorry. Have a good evening.
That's it. Good evening, everyone.
Yes, how are you?
This resolution is for apply for grants for multi-use trails along Highway C. And there's four of them altogether on Highway Trunk C from 83 to 45. And then from 45 to MB, this is moving west to east, MB to 128th Avenue, which is near I-94, and then River Road to Bain Station Road. That's pretty much, okay. Is there a map? I don't know if there's a map there, but it runs all the way along Highway C from 83 to basically east of the interstate.
Is this from the grants from the same place we've gotten for the other bike trail?
Yes.
Yeah, this is all part of the initial, the countywide bike plan.
Right. Is that the way it has to be done? Pieces? Is that?
I'm really not sure why it's all in pieces, because it's one continuous.
Yeah, because, well, yeah.
Continuous stretch. But we need resolution and approval of the county board just as part of the application process.
Well, I understand that. I was just curious why the whole thing couldn't be done in one swoop, but I'm sure there's reasons. So.
Yeah. I think because we budget so much every year, there's only so much money in the budget to do certain
That could
projects.
Be.
That's what I remember from budgetary.
Yeah, it could be.
That's what it was. There's not enough money to do the whole thing, so we're budgeting a little bit every year to get it, because it ain't going to be completed in 1 year anyway.
Correct.
Yeah, but these are grants that we're looking at, so.
Could be that the grants aren't available.
Correct.
Yeah, the magic too.
Parceling, you know.
All right, is there any other discussion? Seeing none, is there a motion?
I thought there was.
There was.
Was there? Okay. Was there a?
No, I don't.
I didn't think so myself, but.
Second.
Okay.
We'll redo the whole thing.
All right, further discussion on the now motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
This is very good. Now we are, we've hit 15, now we're on council 16.
See you soon.
Good evening again. You'll have to bear with me. I'm filling in for Attorney Moyer, who had a conflict this evening. And so I've not worked closely with these. He briefed me quickly. My understanding is that 16 was tabled because there was a problem with the description of the property. And so we simply asked that that be withdrawn, being replaced by number 17.
All right. So number 17, do you want to go into that?
Then with that, the resolution that you have before you relates to a property in the floodplain. As you know, for some time we've been first grant money and then with Kenosha County money attempting to acquire properties in the floodplain with the ultimate aim of essentially getting it completely vacated. So we're not dealing with properties that are and homes that are in the area. Certainly we saw again this past summer, as if any further evidence was needed, the justification for doing so. To that end, we have on more than one occasion solicited donations from owners of property in the floodplain, asking if they wish to donate the property to the county, again, with the aim essentially just of getting them off the market and getting them out of private hands. This is a property that is in the floodplain. The owner did respond to a solicitation to donate it. They're asking for approximately $1,100 to cover any costs associated with the closing of that property. My understanding is that it passed unanimously through the PDEC committee last night. I noticed as I was reviewing the resolution that one of the provisions in it is that we would have to pay the delinquent taxes on the property, and anticipating that that question may come up as to what those were, I did a quick look at the file that Mr. Moyer had put together while I was waiting for this matter to be called, and $30 worth of delinquent taxes on this property that we're going to have to eat. So,
how do you have $30?
Now we're $29
at all. How do you get $30 in taxes?
About $7.50 a year in delinquent taxes. I have no idea, but that's what the property inquiry turned up. So.
See, Terry didn't collect
just getting
that.
Ready for tax day. Yeah,
yeah, I see she didn't collect that either. She can't even get $30 out of the guy.
I believe that this was before our committee the last time, and we were ready to go with it. The problem is that there was the notice wasn't correct.
Correct, and
we've heard all this before. Okay. We just didn't. The notice wasn't, so he recommended it going through the proper notifications.
Right.
So after hearing it twice and it being properly noticed, I'll move to approve it.
Second.
We didn't know about the $30 though.
We didn't know
about the $30. Now we're 29 in the hole because we made a buck earlier tonight. So now.
$30.
All right.
Easy come, easy go. Yeah.
Seeing none, all those in favor say
aye.
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 Opposed? Passes?
Thank you.
And now we are on county clerk tax deed properties.
Here we go again, huh?
Finance Committee, Chairman Rose. If you don't mind, with your permission, I'm going to turn this over to Reggie tonight. I've been on vacation. I just got back. We've kind of went over stuff, but she's been working with planning development and some of the municipalities for this past week on the property. So rather than her going back and forth, I would just let her take it over for tonight, if you don't mind.
Okay.
I got a quick question, Mary. Before, I think at the last meeting when we, or maybe it was the other meeting, we went through all the other delinquent taxes. And are those now at auction?
No.
Okay, how long does it, because Ron just mentioned something about the cat house. Now, I guess I want to understand, how long does this take before, is this a, okay, it's a sealed bid process, correct?
Correct.
Okay, how long does it take from, and I don't want to the second or the day, I mean, can you ballpark me a time from the time it comes before us to when somebody gets a chance to seal, close bid on it? I mean, because Ron was, which I respect his opinion, he's saying this house isn't disheveled. Maybe we should give it to the city, have it knock it down. This is with all the cats, the one house.
No, I know which one you mean. We've had people ask about it that want to buy it.
Okay, okay.
And they know what it looks like.
Okay, that's my question. Okay. How long is the process? Is it 8 weeks, 6 weeks,
no,
2 weeks?
No, and normally in a perfect world, we would have already had it up for auction. Okay. But because we have so many properties and it's very expensive and time-consuming to put an auction together,
right,
as soon as we go through these properties, we're planning on having an auction set up for the first week of April right after the election.
Okay.
And then the auction will be up for 5 days. It'll be noticed in the paper. It'll be noticed on the website. And, you know, as much as we can, we publicize it. So then that five-day period. So I would say between now and it'd be in 3 weeks, we'll know how many of these properties we'll have sold. So,
right. And then, obviously, it goes to the highest bidder, sealed bid.
Correct.
And we'll know, I guess, Mr. Chairman, I'd like it to come back to the committee to give us an update of what didn't sell.
Oh, sure.
Absolutely. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Well, we're going to be here every month.
Yeah.
So then we'll just add it to our agenda.
Because that I don't want that to get...
No, that was our plan.
We need to stay on top of it to make sure there's a liquidation process.
Yeah,
and not to say it wasn't.
No, that actually was our plan.
Okay.
That we would come back and tell you how many properties we put up and what we sold them for. We would have a spreadsheet that you would see.
Right, or this property ABC, you know, we wanted $49,000, we got no bids.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we drop it to
exactly.
$38,000
exactly.
And hit it again type thing.
Okay. Exactly.
That's great.
All right.
Mary, I have one. Yes. You mentioned, out of my ignorance, what do you mean by the expense of putting these auctions together? You say they're very expensive.
Well, you have to, you know, the publication in the paper, and if we want to make it so it's more noticeable, instead of a little tiny ad, we'll be putting in a larger ad, and the information that we put it into it. So, I mean, it could run, I mean, it just depends on where we advertise and what we do with it. But, I mean, each auction that we do, we're going to be advertising in the paper, we're going to have the cost of advertising. That's what we're talking about. So we wanted to get as many properties as possible in the auction.
I see what you're saying.
Makes sense.
Right, okay. To make it worth it, because we'll do a display.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
No, right. Why auction two properties when you can auction 20?
Correct.
Right. This isn't like the tax certificates where they just have to put it in a legal column. This is, we want people to notice.
Right. Okay. Makes sense.
All right. That's great. Thank you.
All right. Perfect. Do you want to go with your report?
Okay. So, you guys got that sheet there. The first one that's on the list, the one 1607 50th Street.
Right.
At this point, after doing some more talking with planning and development, and that we really need an opinion from the city before we can do anything with this one. So we're just going to go right past that one. All right, so that one will come back at
just
us.
Just have a question on it.
Mm-hmm.
You said you need to talk to the city because... For what reason?
Well, the size of the lot and what can be done with it, and there's someone who owns a parcel near there, actually a landlocked parcel behind it, who wants to purchase it.
Okay.
But we have to know if there's access so she can build on her landlocked parcel, if the city will allow her to use that as like a driveway to get to her landlocked parcel.
In other words, she owns the property behind it, because I got a picture of the property.
Yeah, she owns
the one behind it.
She owns the 014.
Yeah, 277014.
Yeah.
So she would like to buy that to use it for right away to get to her place?
But there's an issue with the legal description, because there's a an alleyway that is listed in the legal description, a 13-foot alleyway, so we're not sure if she can build, you know, over that, or, you know, put a driveway over that. And then
there's also a possibility that those other property owners might want to buy it.
Exactly.
And split it, too.
Right. So,
yeah. Okay.
Right, that's what we kind of want to see, what is going to be the best thing.
And real quick, Reggie, your thought on this? I mean, I'm looking at Mount Duke, $55,000 on this lot. It's vacant land? I mean, the penalty for everything?
No, I don't know what you're looking at.
$1,607.50.
This is one right here.
The amount due is $8,000.
$8,000. Special assessment, I mean, total tax, a special interest and penalty owed $55,000.
You're looking at interest and penalty.
Yeah.
Is there a house?
This is something, this is a sheet that I have to do for some other stuff. What you really want to look at is this bold box down here. This is what the county's paid out.
Okay. Well, my point is, you're not going to get $55,000 for the lot.
Right.
And so let's.
Right.
Must have tore the house down or something.
Right, the house was raised. But that bold thing down towards the bottom, the bold box down towards the bottom has.
But that's not our $55,000. The city tore it down, so that's a special assessment against the property, right?
Right.
You're talking about this little sliver.
Are you asking us tonight, on a case-by-case basis, to take some action?
Well, that, I don't know how you guys are wanting to do it. Do you want me to go through it all and then you guys take action on the whole list?
I think we should do it one by one.
One by one.
By one, okay.
So what are you asking?
That first one.
Is on hold.
I just want to put it on hold until we discuss with the city.
They would have to forgive the $55,000 because there's no way we're going to get $55,000.
Yeah, that's not really.
I'll move the table then.
Yeah, I'll second it.
There's been a motion.
Or you get information.
There's been a motion to table the action on 1607 50th Street.
Second.
And is there discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Right, so the next one is also on 50th Street, but.
This is 1703 50th Street. You guys seen, this is the one house that we have listed in here that has the pictures. The house is in pretty bad shape. The gas and electric, people, I believe, were living, well, people were living there. Gas and electric have been shut off for more than a year. The pipes burst in the basement. It's in really bad shape. The county is out. We've paid out just under $18,000 in taxes and that. And so our recommended price is to at least try to get the $18,000, at least put it up for $18,000.
I think you can do that. That's reasonable. I mean, to me, I would think, why don't you just round it off to 20?
I went out and looked at it. Good luck at 18.
I went through the property. And,
it's pretty bad.
It's real bad.
Well, and it's not a good neighborhood.
Yeah, if it was in a better neighborhood, it might be a possibility. It's a two flat, but it's been unkempt and not taken care of for over 30 years. I mean, you can just see by the inside, it hasn't had a coat of paint on the walls and the basement with the flooding and the pipes bursting. There was ice and water floating and there's debris down there. And
I'll make one guarantee. When it rains outside, it rains more inside. Real bad.
Do you want to authorize this for sale for 18 or something less?
18,000. At least try it at 18,000 to recoup what we've paid out. You know, we can always bring it back and ask you to lower it.
All right, what's the committee's pleasure on this?
I agree.
For recommendation.
All right, so the motion is to authorize sale at 18. Is there that motion?
So moved.
Second from?
Second.
Discussion?
And I have a question. This could possibly be another one of those where we had to high assess because the city tore the house down, because I don't think that anybody was going to buy this. We might get, there might be special assessments for the city tearing this one down too.
Well, not
because the city must have condemned it already.
Okay, no. At this point now, no, it wouldn't be, and it would be our responsibility to tear it, to raise it now.
And let me tell you, with real estate as it is right here right now, somebody might buy that at 18.
Yeah.
That wants it as a two flat. That's a plumber. That trust me when I tell you that. That can go and fix it for 20 or 25, so you're into the house for 40, and you're renting it, getting X amount, $1,200 a month. You know what I mean?
It's a fixable house.
I think that's fair.
And Steve Bostrom went over some of this with us, who is in real estate, and he recommends around that price as well. He believes the same thing Dan does.
All right, there's been a motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Next is 5507 22nd Avenue.
Okay, and this is the location where the old Atlas Gym was that blew up. This is over by the VMC loft apartments or condos that they're doing down there.
Wouldn't they have some interest in that?
We think that the, yeah, we think that the mills would have interest in it.
Right.
We would like to offer for at least our back, what we've paid out, so about $7,000.
All right, there's a proposal to authorize $7,000. Is there a motion? Yes, Ron?
I got a question. There's a special assessment of $55,000, which was for tearing it down, obviously, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get $7,000. Somebody's not going to buy it, and if it's whoever buys it, it's going to get stuck for that $55,000.
No,
they're not. No. No, okay.
It's all done. It goes away.
Once the county takes the property, Ron, all those special assessments go away.
Okay.
If we sell the property over and above what is owed to the county, then we could pay the city some of their special assessments. But the county gets made whole first, and then after that, we can give money to, like, the city or whoever has their specials on there.
What's that?
That's a pretty good piece of land there, though.
$79,96.12, is that the total, roughly?
$69,20.08.
It's the third one up there, Danny.
So moved.
All right, discussion here.
We're moving 7,000. Dan, is that your motion?
Yes, 6,000.
Second.
7,000. Yeah. All right, there's a proposal for 7,000. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? All right, next item is 5815
11th Avenue,
correct?
Correct.
All right, and what's your proposal there?
2,000.
That's just vacant.
It's just a vacant lot. How big is it?
It's the one with the tree on it here, right?
Yeah.
Is this garage somebody else?
38 by 61. There's no garage on it. It's just vacant.
Okay, that to the right is
5815.
There's houses on both sides, so possibly abutting property owners.
That one too.
One of them.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these.
So we're.
That's a small one.
So we're saying 2,000.
Not somebody. It's not a lot. Somebody to build on, but one of those houses.
They want
the trees worth 2,000.
Is yeah, trees worth 2,000.
Is there a motion?
I move.
Second.
And a question.
And we're authorizing
2,000.
All right. Is there a discussion?
We can't get 2,000 for it.
Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
I was still talking, please.
Go ahead, I didn't see that.
If we can't get 2,000 for it, is there a way that we could just go to the property owners and say, well, you take it and put it back in the tax rolls? Because they can, but there's two.
Well, we'll have to bring it back to you guys.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying, if it doesn't go for the 2,000, you might
want to. Well, we could bring it back, lower the price, and sell it like we did a lot of properties in the city for $100.
So is there a possibility that you could contact both homeowners on both sides and ask them?
Well, we'll send them a letter when we put this out. We'll send it to the abutting property owners and let them know that the property is for sale.
All right, so the next item is a lot 14. 186th Avenue. No? Any discussion on further discussion?
On which?
The $2,000.
$2,000.
The tree.
Tree.
Voting on the tree.
All right, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Or what's your recommendation on lot 14?
This is a really messed up situation. There's a garage and a driveway on lot 14. Lot 13, there's a house. The people on lot 13 have been using the driveway and garage because they have thought it's theirs. 13 was bought in a foreclosure, so the bank foreclosed on the house but didn't foreclose on lot 14, so it went to tax deed. And we took it, got it, didn't know until I went to put it up for auction a while ago that there's a garage on it. So there's a couple of different things. It is a nice size lot, but the lot 13 is pretty useless without lot 14. They do want to buy it, and we're recommending to sell for about $4,000 to get our back tax, the money we paid out, sell it to them for $4,000, and have them combine it with their, do a parcel combination so this can't happen again.
I have a question. You're saying the people on 13 think they own it?
Well, they did, because they bought it through foreclosure.
Can you see the pictures of it, Greg?
The driveway's right, the driveway's right next to the house.
House and garage.
I could see how they would think it's theirs.
I put those lines.
And it's the only driveway that's even usable for that property. They couldn't, their property line, their easement, if you look at the picture below with the yellow lines, there's no way for them to even put a driveway into their private house.
I guess my question is, they think they own it.
Well, they did. They thought they did until they found out they didn't from us.
They bought the house on foreclosure.
How long has?
Have they been using it like that?
I'm not sure.
Isn't it?
Well, think, you know what?
Why don't we, I guess the point is, if they think it's their land, how about they fork over the taxes?
That's what we're asking for.
That's what we're asking for.
That's what the $4,000 is for.
That's what the $4,000 is. That's what we've paid out.
So we're not auctioning, okay, all right.
No, there's no need to.
No, when we, this one would go up for auction, it would be stipulated that it could only be sold to that property owner, nobody else.
Right.
Once they get it, their assessments are going to go up, though, so.
Right, yeah, but they really want it. He does home repair, he's a handyman, does home repair, has got all his tools and everything in there, and they have been in that house since 2011.
Okay.
So your proposal is $4,000 by 14, is there a motion?
Yeah.
And that should sell, right?
Yes.
All right, any further discussion on lot 14 at 4,000? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Next item is Silver Lake Berwick Avenue?
No, next item is Paddock Lake.
All right, maybe I skipped one. All right, yes. And what about this?
Well, these are two parcels that are in a condo plat. There's not a whole lot that can be done with them. There is an interested party. The man who owns the condominium next to it is interested in these, in those parcels. And we heard from the village of Paddock Lake today that
they should be sold together.
Yeah, they have to be sold together. There's already a site sanitary sewer available, but because of the condo documents, they have to be sold together.
So is this a buildable lot?
Yes, for a condo.
Yeah, you can build condos out there.
You can build one condo on it?
There's already one condo built there, and then you can build one two-unit condo there.
You're saying the neighbor has interest?
Mm-hmm. And we are recommending $10,000. For both of them.
We'll probably get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would think.
But that's open bid. That's not specifically
to this.
No,
it's open bid. It's not specifically to that person. Okay.
They just have to follow the condo plat.
Right, right. Well, there might be somebody else that's interested in putting condos there.
Sure. Right.
Yeah, that's all.
But they have requirements, so it's not as simple as just selling a lot for someone to just build whatever kind of house they
want. Oh, absolutely. Oh, I understand
that. They'd have to do a lot of changing.
I just don't want to seem like there's a nepotistic issue. This gentleman reached out to us, said he's interested in...
Well, he'll just be notified, so I'm pretty sure we'll sell it.
Right. Well, I just don't want to just sell it to him, like the previous one, where these people...
No, it goes up to public auction, anyone interested.
So move.
Is there a second? Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Is the next one north?
The next one is on Berwick Avenue in Silver Lake.
Okay.
These are vacant lots in a, is this the one in a nice neighborhood? Yeah, mm-hmm. They're in a fairly new development. There's, they're assessed at $38,000, or one of them is at $38,000. We're recommending that we could possibly try to get close to the assessment amount out there. The houses around it that are built are all like $250,000 and higher. And it's assessed at $38,000. And we've paid out just under $9,000 in taxes.
Well,
who owns it now?
We do.
No, but before us.
A builder.
A builder, okay.
I move we set it at 35.
Second.
Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Now, is this North 5th Street?
Not yet. Sorry. The next one is another one in that same neighborhood. We're recommending then the same as what you guys just did, so if you want to...
I move to sell that for $35,000.
Second.
Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay, now we're on 5th Street. All over late.
One more to the 4th Street.
So if you, 5th Street and the one below it, so parcel ending in 1300 and parcel ending in 1305, planning and development is recommending that we combine those two together before we sell it to make one lot.
Mm-hmm.
And to...
Just these two, right?
Yep.
To sell it for about $15,000. It backs up to the railroad tracks. So it's a nice size lot, but the railroad tracks are right in the back of it.
So then the lot would be 80. The lot would be 86. That would be 100.
What's that next to it? Looks like a
88. So it'll be 120, about 126 by 140.
And then back it would be 60.
So
there's homes on
each side. We would combine 5th Street and North 5th Street.
Yes.
Together.
Right.
But down the street, it looks like that guy's got some kind of business.
Looks like saying for the both of them, you wanted what?
$15,000.
And they're assessed together at what? 44.5.
Yeah.
Yeah. But to get the railroad tracks.
Right.
Choo choo, Charlie in the back here.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 All right, next.
Okay, the next one is 99th Street in the village of Salem Lakes. Planning and development recommends that we offer it to either a budding property owner at first and have them combine it with their own. If neither one are interested, it can sell alone as a buildable parcel, but they would recommend that it be combined with one of the others. It also backs up to railroad tracks. And
it's in Camp Lake.
And it's in Camp Lake. Is that the one in,
mm-hmm.
in the gardens? Yeah, Camp Lake Oaks. I actually grew up in Camp Lake Oaks, not the best neighborhood. So,
You grew up not too good a neighborhood, eh?
I did.
It's worse now.
Is that 2,500? Is that what works to us?
Because she left.
Yeah, it's 25.
Yeah, 25, 30.
30. Yeah, so.
What's your recommendation on that?
Well, what did we say?
We decided on the 2,500 just to.
Yeah. Hopefully combine it with one of the neighbors' owners will. At 2,500, they should be able to afford to combine it.
So move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Next.
Was right along there.
275th Avenue in the village of Salem and Lakes. Recommending to a HUD to sell to a budding parcel owner. Let's see, what do we have?
Yeah, go ahead. Just get more notes in there.
The recommendation is to sell to one of the abutting property owners, preferably 064. I don't see very well. 0645. And he is interested in it. He owns 0755 and he owns 0740. Someone else owns in between ours and his other lot. Now my concern is his 0740 is delinquent back to 2012. Now I spoke with him and he said that he was told, like, he should probably just quit paying the taxes on it because he can't ever do anything with it because he can't get to it.
So, this will allow him to do that?
What?
If he buys this will allow him to do that?
No.
Yeah.
It will just allow him to extend his property like he wants. I'm sure he would like to own all of that. But my thinking and planning recommends that we sell it to him because he owns 0755.
But what if he still has the ID? He's not going to pay taxes because he can't build a driveway?
Well, he already has a house right there. He owns the corner house, 0645, and then he owns 0755, and we're talking about 0750. So that would extend his backyard, basically.
Oh, because there's no road to it.
It's right.
You can't get to the one in the back.
I got it.
So my thoughts are he needs to make his other parcel right before we try to let him buy this one.
That's an excellent thought, Reggie.
That's on 0740,
or the other neighbor can purchase it.
Right.
It would be offered to them anyway.
It will offer it to him anyways, but he would have to have the condition to pay off his delinquent taxes before he can buy one of our properties.
I would think that wouldn't, in closing, that would be an issue.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't. You know what I'm saying? I don't think you can get around this anyways.
Right.
Because if there's a lien on the property, how can you get around it? You wouldn't.
It wouldn't be able to close it.
No.
But if he doesn't.
You wouldn't get a clean deed.
Pay the taxes, then we get a tax deed.
He won't get title.
But we don't. When we sell tax deeded properties, it's not the same as when you or I go and buy a straight out piece of property or a house. Right. We don't go to a closing. The search has already been done on
the
property itself.
So what are you recommending as far as price on that?
At least the back taxes.
$7,648.88?
Yeah, so, yeah.
But could you clarify that? Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
This person has to get title to that property, right?
Mm-hmm. They get a quick claim deed.
Yeah, okay. Even with a lien on it, he can get...
Well, there's no lien on the property. We're selling them.
No, but on...
On his property, it doesn't matter because he would have to. He'd have to put both parcels together before that would show
up.
Right. Yeah, and actually the value of the land is $31,000, so I would say even though there's only $7,600 owed to the county, I would recommend $10,000 on that land.
So moved.
Second. With the contingent that he pays off.
Well, if he was a successful bidder, then that would definitely be a contingency.
Yeah, I mean, we want to make that a contingency.
So this is sale to him only upon payment of back taxes?
No, it's not for sale for him only.
It's not just for him. We would offer it, but he wants
to buy it. He has to come
exactly.
up
and put down. He's expressed interest in wanting to buy it, but we will offer it to the other abutting property owner as well.
And anybody else who wants to buy.
It's not.
You can't get it. You can't get in there.
There's no access to it except
making parachute.
You're making your backyard.
That's what I was thinking.
If you were a good parachute target.
All right. Further discussion on the recommendation. Seeing none, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Next.
Okay. The next one is 11112 268th Avenue, and this is in Camp Lake Gardens, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And we were out and saw this. This is a little abandoned cottage. Planning and development says
the 30s
that the cottage will need to be raised.
Absolutely.
This might be our first raising, or that we were doing. But their recommendation is to have it raised and offer it to the abutting parcel. They say this is not a buildable parcel, and if it were to be, it would require many variances from the village, and he just thinks the best thing to do is try to offer it to the abutting parcel.
What value do you
Well, we don't know what it's going to cost.
Well, it's an assessment value of $57,000.
No, I get it. I mean, what's your recommendation?
Well, I'm just looking at this, and if we're talking about the county raising it, I'm thinking that we should offer it to them, only them, a budding property owner, and say, we'll sell you the land at a reasonable price, and then you raise the house. Why should we take the cost down of raising it and then trying to sell it to them? I would say, let's see if we can sell it to them with the house on it, saying, do you want this property? We'll sell it to you for $500, and then you get the house raised.
Contingent on the house being raised.
It has to be raised.
Yeah, there's been a certain amount of time.
Right.
Right, and there may be, after being in the raising meeting that I was in, there may be an issue with something like that.
What were they saying about the raising?
Well, because if we can't guarantee, we would want to raise it before we sell it to be raised by someone else.
What about?
Because we can't guarantee that they would.
What's the cost to raise something like that? Do we have an idea?
Probably not very much.
Be surprised.
It'll be around $10,000, between $8,000 and
$10,000. Yeah.
That's all right. There's
cheap.
No basement or nothing. They just
no,
pour
it's
it
just
in
yeah.
All the lumber away, huh?
It seems like a lot.
It's a bad shape, man.
I understand that, but why are you saying we can't? I kind of like Terry's idea.
Well, I like that idea too, but this is just something new that has come up since that we've started this tax delinquent task force, and then we've met with planning and development this past week about raising, how to handle raising properties, because this is pretty new to us.
Yes.
And so working with the village, and the village wouldn't raise this. That's one reason why it sat there, is because we were waiting for the village to raise it, but they wouldn't approve to raise it.
Well, why not? The city's taking down its gas stations. They're paying for it. Why
won't the village?
So they want to, if they want to upgrade their arid neighborhoods, then they should take some responsibility like the city is.
Well, and that is something that we're starting to work on and work with the municipalities on that, but we've already
taken
this.
Three gas stations,
right,
plus whatever from us, tearing them down, paying
those
them.
Those are worth something tremendously more than this piece of junk.
No, I understand it, but I'm just saying it's not that much that the village, you think they'd want to upgrade the,
Berna suggested offering it to the fire department, let them burn it down.
Took away my thunder there.
I got control burn.
Well, you got it, bro.
Ed, you want to burn it down?
I'd burn it down in a heartbeat.
Then, okay,
I don't want to burn them
tomorrow.
Down.
Then who moves the rub it away? Who has to move it away?
Well, whatever's left, they have to have a contractor.
We do.
The county.
We've done that before.
They've practiced on them. You've had sheriff departments.
I'm going to recommend we table this one.
Yeah.
Let's table this one, and we'll take it back, and we'll look at our different options and come back to the table.
Good idea.
Right. Table.
Yeah.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, what's next?
I just want to say real quick, this was just some new information that just came up.
Sorry.
And I didn't get to inform, tell Mary about what planning had to say. Okay, so 111th Street, Salem Lakes.
Yep.
And
it's a vacant lot.
It's a vacant lot in the gardens.
Mm-hmm. 65 by 150, huh? Wow.
We've paid out just under $15,000. I'm recommending, we recommend a $15,000 asking price on this one.
So move.
Second.
Discussion?
I have a question. Is this for sale right now, this property?
This is a Google picture. That's from Google. So it might have been for sale at one point in time.
Okay.
All right, further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Next one.
112th Place, Salem Lakes. This is a landlocked parcel. Planning recommends offering it to parcel number 0826 and have them combine it. That it needs to have access to 112th Place frontage. We've only paid out $132.93. We're recommending $2,000 to the abutting parcel owner.
All right. Is there a motion or discussion?
To approve the...
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Next.
115th Street in Salem Lakes. Sell to a budding parcel owner and combine. There's a couple we can offer it to. We're recommending $5,000.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
There's trees on that one too.
Sweet.
95th Street in Pleasant Prairie.
It's getting close, Dad.
It's the wetland staking that's needed.
Trees and a fence.
This one is...
Over with your left hand.
The Village of Pleasant Prairie isn't... They weren't interested in acquiring this. They do say, though, they want a wetland staking done if someone were to purchase it. We're recommending that we offer it to abutting parcel owners, and they can combine it, and we're looking at $5,000. It's not of much value if... staking can cost about $10,000, and...
And you still couldn't be buildable. You don't know.
Right, right, even after you pay for the wetland staking, it could be an unbuildable lot.
Right.
And then you get it back on the tax rolls, too.
$5,000 on this one?
Yeah, $5,000.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, passes. Next.
115th Street, Pleasant Prairie. Very similar situation, except this one does have partial wetlands. The DNR is not interested in it. Neither is Pleasant Prairie. We're recommending $800, sell to abutting and combine.
All right, discussion?
So move.
Second.
Any discussion further? Not all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Passes. Anything else?
Nope, that's it for this.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
This is the tip of the iceberg.
See you next month.
This is the tip of the iceberg.
Can't wait.
Oh, yeah, we got a stack of them downstairs.
Where have you been all these years?
Yeah.
That's why I think we've got to get more cooperation from the municipalities that things are in, because they got to start realizing that.
Well, and they are starting to work with planning development and stuff and working with the municipalities. Everybody's getting involved. It's getting more of a group effort, so hopefully it'll go.
Sell them, not bring them here.
It's for their benefit.
All right, now we're on reports, and are there any? Nothing?
Thank you.
General fund year-end forecast. I have April. Everyone should have a copy of the form. This is a format you should be all familiar with.
Yes.
Directing your attention to the two boxes at the bottom. It shows that from our February meeting to the March meeting, the projected increase of the general fund ticked down a little bit. Less than 100, a little more than 100,000. I updated the general fund expenditures figure. The 64 million in the box to the left was the year-end 2016 figure, and now I'm estimating that the 2017 year-end figure for general fund expenditures is the $67 million figure. So therefore that changes the unassigned reserves percentage at the bottom. So it takes it from 31 to 30% estimate.
Is there any questions, discussion on this? Reports that you want?
No, I just wanted to notify the committee that we will be bringing closeout in April.
All right.
For the year end.
Bringing what?
The closeout and carryover information that we do every year. So you can look forward to that at the next meeting.
All right, anything else that you would like to include on the next agenda? A couple items were discussed, anything else?
I think she said that...
Something about that house, she said that they may have something going on that
house.
Yeah,
so I think we should take that off.
Yeah, take it off.
The cat?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll come up with a different...
Yeah, we do need to come up with a different name, because if people are listening to this,
I don't know who
we might have some liability
that's looking at it, but I mean...
There is interest in that home.
Finance committee does not want to discuss cat house.
Yes.
That's tomorrow's...
Just for the area.
It's a nice area. You got Matuska Park there.
Give us a...
Supervisor say no comment. All right, anything else you want on the agenda for the next meeting, or other than our normal standard?
Well, next meeting, just a quick question, next meeting will be the middle of April, right after election?
Correct, but all of the current board members will still be seated. Right.
Before sworn.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, anything else? The chair to entertain a motion to adjourn unless you have something else to discuss.
Nope.
All right, there's a motion to adjourn, and I believe a
second. Second.
Great.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you.
I want to say these things
are
great.
Trying to find that? Huh? Yeah. We're thinking the same
thing. Well, you know what, I'm the guy that lobbied for the bigger ones.